Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, so we are going to get to a story about Kim Kardashian, but before we get there, Bradley, I forgot to tell you, and it just tickled me. I just remembered a story in the break there that I have to tell you. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. So while we were in the middle of, or we were in between rehearsing a scene, we were talking to each other, and Steve said something about how his lunch was so good, and then he said the following words. I just plowed that burrito. Meaning he thought he was saying, I really just ate that burrito fast.
Yeah.
And we were like, Steve, don't ever say those words.
Plowed
ever
the burrito
again.
Yeah, that's
no. It's a whole different thing you just said that you maybe didn't mean. Ugh. Anyway, thought that was kind of a cute story I wanted to share with you. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Kim Kardashian's birthday party, but we didn't have all the details. Today we have all the details.
Yes, most definitely. And you guys, if you have not read about Kim Kardashian's $1 million birthday party, prepare to have your eyes roll out of your head.
Okay, so hope you didn't need those.
Maybe your head will explode, as mine did. And frankly, you know, like, we can be outraged, fine. We did a little bit of outrage yesterday at Kim Kardashian and her tone-deaf birthday party posts. It wasn't even really the fact that she had this, like, over-the-top birthday party. It was that she chose to sell it on social media, and not just sell it on social media, but try to play it off as something I don't know, she was trying to like excuse or absolve herself of the shame of posting it in this moment by saying she realizes how privileged she is. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, well, maybe just don't show it. Like, do
right.
it. Nobody needs to see it.
Again.
Especially right now. Like, the last thing we want to do. I mean, okay. Before we get to, like, you know, maybe being a little critical, I do want to just tell you what the article in Page Six has to say about the specifics around Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday party. And in any other world, we would be, you know, just oohing and aahing over all the craziness that she was able to throw together for her... she and what, how many friends? 30?
30, yep, a group
roughly
of
30.
Just under 30, yep.
So she spent $1 million, and Rob and I were talking about this earlier. It's hard for me to believe that this only cost $1 million. I feel like this party had to have cost more than $1 million, especially when I tell you that it started when she threw 30 of her closest friends on an 88-seat Boeing 777.
Okay, so wait, I think that's the part that cost $1 million. I think that's all that cost $1 million.
So that makes perfect sense because the $1 million to just get them on a Boeing 777... Two, not the Caribbean as we had originally thought, but a private island in Tahiti, and not just any private island, the one owned originally by Marlon Brando, which has now become The Brando, a luxurious private island resort in French Polynesia, with 35 villas.
Oh my gosh.
So with all of the, yeah, this had to be tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I think when I'm reading this Page Six article, it just says at the top, Kim Kardashian spent $1 million to fly her family and friends on a private jet, which tells me it was just the flying part that was $1 million.
So her group included not only her sisters, of course, I said there were about 30 people, but all these random people that in the photos I didn't even recognize, and I'm sure most people don't know, and I'm sure they're actually people that aren't necessarily the closest to Kim Kardashian, whatever. They brought all those people by jumbo Boeing 777 to this private island where they had some of the things we'd heard about, like lavish dinners, spa treatments, hikes through nature, swimming with whales, etc. This particular resort that they're in has these private villas, and each of the private villas have a private pool.
Now, one of these private villas
alone can rent for as much as $20,000 a night. And of course, they were there for more than just one night. Sandy beaches, shimmering lagoons, and of course, she posted a bunch of bikini photos.
Oh my word!
Among the coral reefs.
Have you gone to the website for this island?
It's insane.
It's unbelievable. Like, this is actually the definition of paradise.
Well, and I think for most people, right, like when you say what's paradise, they will tell you something in the South Pacific, mm-hmm. like one of them places where they got the cabanas on the water.
That's what I want.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you're going to get. And it used to be that that was the only place you could have that experience. But certainly if you want to have the best experience of that sort, that's where you're going to go. And that's what she was able to do. You know, now, I wanted to, so those are some of the specifics. I wanted to double back and say, again, I don't have any, like, I'm glad that she has the ability to do this for her and her friends. It's her 40th birthday. You know, I mean, in this moment, I wouldn't choose to do that. I might go on a, go to one of them villas on top of the water. I ain't bringing 40 or 30 right. of my closest friends. First of all, I don't have 30 close friends, or at least there aren't 30 people that I want to travel with.
Right.
Because I feel like when you have that experience, don't you just want to be like with your significant other?
That's what I would want to do.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm going to go away to the South Pacific with my...
Okay, but hold the phone.
With my partner. And then when we come back, we'll have a Zoom party and we'll eat cake together apart.
I have two questions to ask. Number one. Well, this one's not really a question. It's more of a statement. Think about who her significant other is.
Well, yeah.
But then that, which brings me to my question. Was he there?
I don't see why he wouldn't be. I'm trying to remember if I've seen photos of him.
I have not seen one photograph of him there. I've seen a lot of pictures of her with her sisters, with other people, alone, with her mom. I've not seen one picture of Kanye West.
Oh, here. Well, there's a story in Page Six. Why was Kanye absent from her birthday photos?
Mm-hmm.
According to...
Because there's trouble in paradise.
According to Page Six, Kanye West attended the vacation, but he was absent from the photos. He couldn't be there for her actual birthday because of work, but made sure to send a sentimental surprise to her on that day. He ended up joining the group during the last 2 days of the trip.
I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you what the story says.
Yeah. I just, there's something fishy there. Also, when you're Kanye West,
but this,
you get to decide if you're going to work on your wife's birthday.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't surprise me that they don't spend time together because we've talked about how their relationship is troubled, certainly. I just think the most important thing to Kim Kardashian on her 40th birthday was herself.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't know that I saw pictures of her kids either. It was her with her boobs hanging out on a beach.
Yeah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to go to a beach and let our boobs hang out.
I wish.
We're not going to do that. We just want to make some money. We are going to... for our charity, for every meal, we are trying to raise money. So we're going to keep talking about why all the wonderful reasons why we want you to donate to Every Meal while we do Project Down and Dirty classic radio drama War of the Worlds after this on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to day three of the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
During Project Down and Dirty classic radio drama War of the Worlds. We've been having a fun time getting this classic radio drama ready for you all to hear on Friday night. But also, make sure you buy tickets so you get that extra video link and you can watch it all through the weekend. I think that's the thing I'm most excited about, is what this all looked like putting together. But you can do that right now by going to mytalk1071.com. Keyword, I don't actually know what the keyword is. Just go to the project.
Yeah, you really just need to go to the homepage, and it's right. It's going to be the first thing you see.
You can't miss it.
It is Keyword Project.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Keyword Project. You click on that. That takes you over to the Project Down and Dirty page, and you can donate there. But you can also buy tickets, so you get that extra link so you can watch that video. And to that end, as we are raising money, Bradley, where are we with the donations? I have some thank yous to say, I think.
You what?
I have some thank yous to say.
Good, because we are currently at a whopping $6,635 with 136 people donating. But that brings us a little short of the $8,000 we were hoping to get to within the next few minutes. However, we have people to thank.
We do have people to thank. We want to say thank you to Lisa, who gave in honor of Colleen and Bradley, who entertain her every day. That's us.
Yay!
Thank you, Lisa.
Also, finish your thank yous first. I got
Kim,
some other news.
Joni, Jean, who said, this is on behalf of Bailey, Nico, Olivia, Bella, George, and Marie, five beautiful grandchildren who care deeply for other children. And then there's more to it. And I'm sorry, I can't click on it to read it right now. Anne gave $25 dedicated to Kim Kardashian's tone deaf ways. Lauren, Shelley, and Carol, thank you to all of you for donating.
All right. I do have some further developing news
Ooh,
for you.
Do tell.
We are at $6,635. We wanted to be at $8,000, but we're getting super close. If we can get to $8,000 by the end of the day, I think that'll put us in a good place to round out the week with our $10,000 goal.
Yes.
We are currently, before our matching contributions have been made, sitting in second place on My Talk 107.1.
Yes. Yes.
On the station. So that means that the morning show is in first place. We are currently in second place, followed by those individuals known as Donna and Steve.
I've heard of them. I don't like to speak of them.
Steve Suckett Patterson.
Suckett Patterson.
Those are his words, by the way. Mm-hmm.
He we
told
would never
us
say that.
To suck it yesterday.
We would never say that.
No, we would never say
never.
That.
Never. Also, I want to remind people that we're raising money for Every Meal. They are formerly the Sheridan Story, and you may be acquainted with them because we've been talking about them for years. We partnered with them in a Project Down and Dirty of yore. But now we're partnering with them again as their new name, Every Meal. And what they do is they sort of try to fill in those food gaps for school-age children where the free and reduced lunch does not necessarily take them, which is over the weekends and over breaks, like holiday breaks and the summer break. Now, of course, because of COVID-19, this need is even greater. And so each and every dollar that you donate goes directly toward the purchase of the food that they end up giving. It all goes to use. So please just know, with every donation, no matter how much you're able to donate, it is put to good use and it is used to feed people, feed families, feed children so that they can focus and be kids. Now, Bradley, I wanted to share a little, let's call it an embarrassing moment. Can we?
Embarrassing moment.
So Holly just texted us. She said, oh, shoot, I forgot to turn off my camera. So we're on, there's two Zooms that are going on simultaneously. There's the one that we're in for the show, and then there's one going on in the room where everybody's recording.
Yep, so that one we use so that we can sort of maintain eye contact if we need to be doing a scene together.
Exactly.
This one is the one you and I are on currently is for listeners to tune in on our website.
Which you can do at mytalk1071.com. Well, Holly sent us and she was like, I forgot to turn off my camera. And I had noticed she popped up for a second and I was like, I don't know where she is or what happened. Well, she had walked away from us and left her camera on and like maybe put it in her pocket or whatever. And then Bradley, you said to me, oh, I did that before. Would you like to tell us what happened this morning?
Yes. So I did that before. Well, didn't you say something like, well, at least she wasn't in the bathroom? And I was like, well, I actually did that. So when you, it's kind of confusing. I will say this. If you're on Zoom, you have to say like leave meeting, right? Yes. Like you can't just, actually, now that I think about it, not only do you have to leave meeting, you have to exit the app.
Yeah, you have to leave the meeting twice, basically.
And I don't remember what happened, but I went to the bathroom.
You got let go. You were on a break, and so you just hid yourself from the Zoom. I remember this because you just were. It was just said Bradley Trainer, and you walked away.
Yep. So when I was done with my role, I had good news is what actually happened was I had stopped the video long before I actually left the room. So I was still sitting in the room doing my thing. I was like, oh, they don't need me. I'll just put my thing on so, you know, I can like putz on my phone and you're not just going to see my forehead. Yeah. Right. And so then I was like, oh, I don't think I'm actually needed for the rest of this particular chunk. So I can leave now. Well, it was still on. Luckily, the video and the audio was not on because I found myself in the bathroom. And as I walked into the bathroom, I looked down at my phone and I was like, there's an icon still going. Thank God, again, my video and audio were off. So nobody could see anything. But oh, had that gosh. Still been on, that would have been very, very awkward.
What would we have done? We would have somebody.
I'm surprised that nobody has done that yet because, you know, trying to keep track of two different Zoom feeds. You and I are also on a Google Hangouts thing that we do so that we can communicate during the show. Like, there are so many moving parts. And then we've got all these microphones that are on. It's surprising that somebody hasn't embarrassed themselves up to this point.
Seriously. Because you never know what's pointed at you.
Too much technology.
And also, can I just also say there's other cameras. So there's like the cameras that we have like on our devices, but then they're filming us. So there's other cameras everywhere all around you. And you kind of don't, I'm like, I don't know what I look like right now. Like, you got to be real careful about what things you grab or adjust.
I was going to say, don't pick your nose. You shouldn't be doing that anyway in public in the midst of coronavirus because you got to keep your hands clean.
Right. This is true. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to give the people what they want. And that is crazy, stupid idiots.
Yes.
Dumb people doing dumb things. After this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We do love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
And these, my friends, are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
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 But also Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Tennessee. Actually, this came from Memphis, but it's really a story out of New York.
I love it when that
involving a
happens.
Guy from Massachusetts.
Cool. So okay, we're all over.
So I want to tell you about this guy, a 23-year-old Massachusetts man who was arrested by New York State police after they found something on him that was not legal. And this took place around 1:45 in the a.m. Police stopped a vehicle driven by a 23-year-old gentleman named John Rentas of Worcester, Mass. Officers said they had probable cause to search the vehicle and its occupants. Apparently there were more than one person.
Occupants.
He was probably wearing occupants. During a subsequent search, police found something, and the something they found, well, that's not really crazy, stupid, idiot status, because you could probably guess pretty quickly what they found. It was drugs, but it was what the drugs were hidden in.
His butt.
Not his butt. Oh. Sadly, I wish that was the case, because then we would be able to listen to this.
So big.
It's a Nancy Grace fart. No, It was not his butt.
Okay. Was it something, was it a pouch that said this isn't drugs?
No, actually, but the pouch did say that it was Lucky.
Okay. Like a lucky number 7, like a, it looked like a slot machine?
No, it was a box of Lucky Charms. 2 kilos of cocaine hidden in a pair of Lucky Charms cereal boxes. Those charms were not lucky. In Mm-mm. fact, the 4.5 pounds of cocaine hidden in those Lucky Charms cereal boxes led to the arrest of that individual on first-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance. And
no,
he will not be eating Lucky Charms or any other boxed cereal for a while.
Mm-mm. No, it's gruel for you, sir.
Yes.
4 pounds.
It's also interesting to me that you would think, like, the cops aren't going to find it in a box of cereal. Yeah. Like, they're going to be like, oh, there's nothing back here. Just a couple boxes of cereal that weigh 2 kilos.
He would have had better luck if he would have put it in his butt.
I mean, honestly.
I'm just saying.
Right? Unless you had some, like, butt-sniffing dogs.
I mean, most dogs sniff butts. Exactly.
So, you know, that unless they had dogs, chances were good he'd probably gotten away with it too. Although I will say 4.5 pounds of cocaine in your butt probably
that sounds like a lot of butt cocaine.
Probably would not have an easy time getting that out.
That's nasty.
For our next story, we're going to America, USA.
Oh, all of it.
All of it. This is actually comes in the form of basically a warning because people are doing something dumb on TikTok. Oh, and no. We want to call them out for it. Crazy, stupid idiots.
What's the new TikTok trend?
Don't glue vampire teeth to your actual teeth.
Who does that?
This is a thing they're doing. It's a TikTok trend where people are super gluing vampire teeth to their actual teeth. Do I need to outline for you why that's a dumb idea?
No, because super gluing anything to your body is generally a bad idea.
Also can poison you, also will tear the enamel off your teeth. Don't do it.
God, that just sounds vile. Why are people, just to like take pictures of it or what?
This is TikTok. It used to be YouTube that was so evil that we would talk about. The children are trying to outdo each other on the YouTube and now they're trying to do it on the TikTok. And it's like, it used to be because of Jackass. People would try to do dumb things. To try to one up each other. But now it's the TikTok trend. Remember the Pied Pod challenge?
I think you mean the Tide Pod challenge. That's what I meant. Are you having a stroke?
A little.
Okay.
Do you remember the Tide Pod challenge?
I do, and kids were eating them Tide Pods.
And so it's just like that, except for this one is with super glue and teeth. It's stupid.
Hopefully they're not eating the teeth. But no, they're not able to get their teeth.
But they
back.
Can't get their act because they got the vampire teeth and they're super. No, just don't do it. Don't do it.
That's absurd. Kids, don't
do it. Just say no. What else you got, Trainer?
I do have the following for you. I have a story about someone who was not happy with their cable company.
Uh-oh.
Which you can relate to,
there.
Right?
Woof, I've been there before. It's not a good feeling.
This one is not Comcast, although I will say I am going to give Comcast a tiny bit of credit.
Why they never gave me
cute. No, when I canceled my Comcast, I didn't have Comcast cable. I had internet with them for a while. Mm-hmm. Cause that was at the time the fastest we could get. And then I was dreading having to call and cancel the Comcast experience. And I was like, God, can't I just hire somebody to like do this for me? Like I literally would pay somebody $20 to cancel my Comcast. Cause I just knew I was going to have to go through the, like, you know, 7 layers of hell to try to get my Comcast subscription ended. It was the easiest. I think I've said this before in the air.
Yeah.
It was literally the easiest thing I've ever done. Like, I was like,
okay, what's... you be Comcast, I'll be you.
Okay, I'm Comcast.
I'm Bradley Trainer. I'm calling.
Hi, Bradley. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. I'm calling because I need to cancel my Comcast internet.
Oh, okay. Are you moving to someplace new? Or are you?
Nope, just don't really need it anymore.
Okay. Do you want it to end today or do you need it to end like next week or something?
I mean, today would be great.
Okay, I can do that. Let me just enter in a little bit of information. So, just so you know, after today, that's going to stop working. So, whatever you're doing in place of it, hopefully okay. that'll be ready to go.
Sounds good. Okay, are you going to not try to make me stay?
You wanted to go, right?
Yeah, I wanted to go.
Okay, you're all done.
That's it?
I mean, literally, it was that easy. I was like, somebody's going to show up to my house and shank me with a shiv.
I think you get shivved with a shank.
I don't know. You get shanked with a shiv. Yeah, you get shanked with a shiv.
Right? What's the implement?
So
the shiv.
Yeah, the shiv is the you get shanked with the shiv. Okay. The verb is the shanking. I was expecting
FYI, everybody,
someone,
we do this every time. Yeah.
I was expecting literally someone to show up while I was going to my car in the morning and just drive a steak knife in my side. Because I was like, there is no way that they are going to let me out of this that easily. And they did.
Sadly, that might still happen, but it won't be Comcast.
Yeah. Oh my God, why?
No, I'm sorry.
Who's it going
to
be?
I was just trying to be a creeper.
God, now I have to look over my shoulder again.
No, you're fine.
No, but anyway, this was not Comcast, the story that I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
This actually deals with Spectrum, which is another cable company.
Okay.
And did I tell you where we were going? Florida.
I don't remember. Oh, fun.
So I want to tell you about Diahiana. I think it's probably just Diana with a bunch of extra vowels. Cerati of Deltona.
Okay.
She's 34. She was unsatisfied with Spectrum service. And so she decided to take it to one of their physical locations. You know, some cable companies have those. So she went over to the Enterprise Road location around noon 33 and said, I want my money back because I am unhappy. The problem with that is she was kind of the crazy stupid idiot. Spectrum was like, okay, sure, no big deal. She had some feelings. And she didn't just yell at the people. She did a lot more.
Uh-oh.
Would you like to imagine?
Did she shank him with a shiv?
She did not. Well, actually, she got close. She was so unhappy, she took a crowbar to the register while yelling at employees and then took a bunch of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make matters better.
Now, when she got the refund that she was seeking, because she took the money herself, which most people would call theft.
That is theft.
She
yes.
decided to flee to her house, wherein the police
Why did you
were.
Flee to your house.
I Go don't on. Know, because she thought she was in the right. She went home, basically, after knocking a bunch of people upside the head with a crowbar and taking their money. Went to her house. So police obviously followed her, surrounded her home, and called her on the phone and said, you need to come outside because
yep.
we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and arrest you.
So she did. And instead of just like, you know, maybe being charged with physical assault or yelling at employees, she decided, or they charged her with armed robbery because she robbed
she was
them
armed
with a crowbar.
And she robbed.
Yeah. So if you're angry at Spectrum, maybe just give them a call first. Let them know you're angry.
Yeah.
Don't just show up with a crowbar on the first try.
No, yeah. that's not how you
No, you shank with a shiv.
I'm sorry. Don't shank them with a shiv. Yes. Before we go, Bradley, can we say thank you to some people?
Of course.
Because
where are we?
We are at, are you ready for it?
Dun, 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 dun.
$6,910.
Ooh.
We literally have 20 minutes to get to $8,000. That is but $1,090 away.
It's totally doable, you guys.
It is fully doable, and we can do it with your help, and we've already done it with the help of a bunch of listeners. But I do want to say thank you right now to Shelley, who
you.
Gave $25 dedicated to celery.
Is there a joke there?
I think she knows that we think celery is trash.
Yeah, celery is dumb, but thank you.
But thank you for donating on behalf
of
celery.
You can donate it to whatever you want.
Carol, thank you to Carol. Thank you to Amy, who gave in memory of Persephone, the most generous 5-year-old in life and after. Love you and miss you forever,
oh,
says
so
her mother. And Noelle, thank you to Noelle. Thank you to Ryan, who gave dedicated to the November 12th season premiere of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, God.
That is incredibly close to my
so,
heart. Thank you so much.
Your Heard.
Ryan, I understand you. And also thank you to Jeannie. And by the way, we are up to $6,925.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So we have $1,075. That's it, you guys. $1,075 that we need in order to get to our $8,000 goal for today.
And if we get to our $8,000 goal today, it makes our goal of $10,000 by tomorrow even easier, you guys. Help us.
We just want to blow that out of the water.
We would love to. I mean, the closer we get to 10,000, the more we have the chance of going over. And right now, I will say we are at 69.25 as compared to the Jason and Alexis program.
Yes.
They have about some dollars.
More, but it's fine.
And but we are besting Donna and some guy named Steve who likes to tell people to suck it.
Are you sure that's how you pronounce it?
Steve?
Steve, I think.
Steve.
I don't really know. He's not a big deal.
Donna and Steve.
Yeah.
Some weird Euro trash show. I'm kidding. we give them a hard time because we love them.
Because we love.
Yes. Lori and Julia have a very generous, solid $4,900 in the bank.
And we are going to get to that $10,000 goal tomorrow for sure. But today, our goal is simple. It is $8,000, and we are just over $1,000 away. And with your help, by going to mytalk1071.com, keyword project, or just hit that project down in dirty logo, and you can get right over to the page and donate there. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have to get an update on that lady that was found in that.
Oh, this story is so weird.
It is a very weird story. We'll get you up to date on that after this on My Talk 107.1.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.